I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muslim Fulani herdsmen in Nigeria often attack Christian villages. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman tells us about a recent attack that killed 27 people, many of them Christians.
The Fulani herdsmen came into these five villages, and the people ran into the bush. Some of them tried to escape by jumping into the river. Some were shot and killed as they were doing that. Others drowned. Many of them couldn't swim.
Pray that Nigeria's believers would cling to their faith. Next, thousands of crosses and Bibles have been destroyed by the government in China recently. Bibles for China's Wendell Rovenstein says,
basically, the Bible is being attacked by all nations. The Bible is God's holy word. It's tragic that everybody can't have the Bible.
More than a million people in China still need a Bible. In spite of increasing restrictions, Bibles for China's work has not been diminished. They're working with Amity Press in China to deliver legal Bibles to the registered church. Pray for the resources to get more Bibles into the hands of believers. And Slavic Gospel Association-supported summer camps have come to an end. The ministry is still gathering camp statistics, but what's next? SGA's president, Michael Johnson, says,
and usually there's a number of kids that hear the gospel and they come to saving faith as a result of the camp. And many of the kids who do come to the camp will come back and begin to attend Sunday school.
However, outreach doesn't end there. Next on the list is Emmanuel's Child, a Christmas ministry to uniquely share Christ. If you'd like to get involved, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.